The Takeaway has decided that we need to step back and really take a lighter look at the election. And Paul Scheer is our guide. His new show, by the way, is called Filthy Preppy Teens. Scheer has been closely following the election, regardless of that, and he's got great material.
To me, I find this election to be frightening and the most engaging election ever, because one person figured out, oh, people like reality TV, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to make that into the presidential race. And I think that's what Trump has kind of done. But this is not for a TV show. This is for be the president of the United States.
I don't think Trump did it, though. I think the audience did it.
Yeah. But the thing that's so crazy to me is, like, I love that slam, like, we don't want a career politician in there. It's like saying, like, I don't want a doctor that went to med school. I want a guy that just has a razor and is going to try to get me better. I don't care. It's like, you want someone who understands the political process, like, a little bit, just a little bit. We are, 10, 15 years away from monster trucks in the White House. I really do feel.
Was the conventions. That's the first thing. And so, you've been to both places, Cleveland and Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Give me a plot. Give me a scenario. Pitch me a show.
I feel like the Republicans are all going to be putting in their, like, who's their next guy? Like, I feel like they need to rebrand that party, but I think in a way to be like, okay, I know we had 18 people and we kind of messed up. This is our new guy and this will be our woman and this will be it. This will be our person. I feel like that's the only way they can save face is like check back with us in about 8 years and we'll have a semblance of something again.
All right, that's good. Just keep going. How about the Democrats?
The Democrats. I mean, I feel like it's sort of to me the Bernie and Hillary thing is a bummer because I like what Bernie represents and everything, but I also feel like. It's like when you're watching your favorite NBA team and they're going to like game 7 and you're like, I just need them to wrap up this series early because they need to rest for the next one. Yeah. The next one's going to be the one. And like, and I feel like this, just even the continuing of this primary, just sort of like, you're not going to get the nomination. So just like, can we bow out gracefully? And just like, Hillary's never had it easy. So she's just going to take, not going to change.
Yeah.
We'll see. I like Elizabeth Warren a lot. I'm curious to see where she goes. I just like that she can go toe-to-toe with Trump without necessarily being as reality show-esque.
Depending on what happens, I mean, this could be a huge moment for How Did This Get Made?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. How Did This Get Made? It's a podcast I do where we talk about bad movies. But if you really listen closely, every bad movie is making a comment. It's a metaphor for what's going on in our political system, what's going on in the world. So, you start to tie things together. Recently, we did Hell Comes to Frogtown, which was a rowdy Roddy Piper movie about the last virile man in the world who has to impregnate the last women that are able to have babies.
Yeah, I mean, we will be asking after this election, how did this get made? That
is
a fact.
I mean, it is going to be – I can't imagine where it will go. Primaries are always a little bit messy, but it kind of – cleans up by this point, and it hasn't cleaned up yet. Do you still have that crazy?
So have you made your travel plans, depending on how the election turns out? You got a passport issue?
Look, I just have to hope that I get booked on a Canadian TV show. No, I want to stay in America. I will stay in America because I feel like we got to support what's going on here. And look, maybe the prices of real estate will go down drastically, and you can get a nice big piece of land and maybe move to Montana or something.
Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Actor and comedian Paul Scheer, his new show is Filthy Preppy Teens.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.